Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. The world just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. Throughout the year, Christians honor the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by taking Holy Communion. Many know that Jesus died to take away our sins, but there's so much more to our covenant because of the blood that Jesus shed on that cross. The cup of blessing that we take represents the new covenant, a new way of living in the promises of God. Those promises include remission of sin, healing, provision, and so much more. As Isaiah 53 says about Jesus on that cross, God saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied. He divided with him a portion with the great, and he divided the spoil with the strong. People of God, we are the strong when we're in the Lord. It is time to remember your covenant. This is why we take communion. And we can just repent, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and put us right back in this place of God that we need to be. So this is the power, again, of the communion. These are not just a ritual, just not just things that we do once a month or once on holidays. It's something that really connects us with the covenant that Jesus made with the Father concerning our welfare, our benefits in this earth. It includes our health, our prosperity, our destiny, everything that God sent Jesus to do on that cross. We receive every time we take communion, if we do it by faith. That's the other thing. Everything in the kingdom is done by faith.
Here is this week's message.
There's two elements to the communion. One is the bread and one is the cup. And he says in this, in verse 27 of Matthew 26, he says, and he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So that cup represented the blood that was shed for our sins. So this is another benefit. Once we're saved, we go in and we say, okay, we're saved, forgive me of my sins. But it's a continual process. We have to walk in the light of this word, knowing that if we sin again or something happens, we have redemption through his blood. And we can just repent, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and put us right back in this place of God that we need to be. So this is the power, again, of the communion. These are not just a ritual, just not just things that we do once a month or once on holidays. It's something that really connects us with the covenant that Jesus made with the Father concerning our welfare, our benefits in this earth. It includes our health, our prosperity, our destiny, everything that God sent Jesus to do on that cross. We receive every time we take communion, if we do it by faith. That's the other thing. Everything in the kingdom is done by faith. So you can't just do it ritually. You have to take it by faith and walk through it by faith and receive it by faith for this to get benefits. So again, he was broken for us. His bread, the body, which is his bread, is for our life. It's for sustenance. It's physically and both spiritual nutrients for us. Again, the benefit, as I said, we talked about his woundedness, how he was wounded on the cross, but we receive our healing from his wounds. Again, Jesus said, hold this course in John chapter 6. It would be beneficial to read it. He talks about that he's the living bread, that there's life in him. And he talked about the bread from heaven, that he came down so that we could be fed what heaven has for us. Again, it's a spiritual saying. And when we partake of his body, we receive not only the word, we take in the word, but then the spiritual component of the word that brings that word to life within us. Now, he talked about the cup that he gave them. A cup is a vessel. Now, it could be anything we drink out of. In fact, I have a cup with some hot tea in it right now. This is a cup. But when he was talking about a cup that he had given with the wine in it for them to drink, he was also saying that this is what I have to go through. A cup is your lot. It's experience. It's a thing that God has appointed for you to go through in order to fulfill your divine assignment. For Jesus, that cup
going to suffer the execution, the scourging he went through, and also death on the cross. That was the cup that was given to him, and it was a bitter cup. So it was a bitter cup, but the outcome was going to be positive for us. So just to know that when we come into the things of Jesus Christ and when we lay our lives down to be obedient to God, there's going to be a cup that we have to take, a path that we'll have to take, and we will receive it to commune with the Father and the Son and the Spirit in order to obtain what it is that God wants us to obtain in the earth. And it's almost always connected to someone else's deliverance and someone else's healing. So just know that that will come upon us as we receive. So it's not just Jesus receiving this cup. It's just not his going to the cross. We went to the cross with him. And that's the whole point of communion, that it's us, we his body. We went through this spiritually to receive the benefits also that he has. So he said, take the cup, drink all of it, for this is the blood, my new testament, new covenant. That's the covenant. Many times I've had the Lord tell me that when going through something or moving to a new step or have questions, even in prayer, the Lord will tell me, remember your covenant. So what I will do, I will pray and I will take communion. You don't have to just take it once at a time. He says, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of him. Meaning, often as we do it, we remember what he suffered for and what the benefits are. And that's the whole point of communion. And I'm going to kind of wrap this up here quickly because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. But again, it says shedding of blood, which is part of the communion that we have with him. And with the Jews, they had circumcision. So there was always blood involved. But in our case, it's a symbol of that blood that he shed on the cross. And that's what that cup represents. And we drink it to symbolize that we receive his covenant. We receive what he went through, and that blood cleanses us. That blood delivers us. That blood helps us avoid anything that's going on the earth. And in fact, if there's something going on, if you go back to looking at what happened in Egypt with the lamb, of the blood of the lamb, death passed over. The same is true for us. Death can pass over if we step up and honor the blood and receive the blood. Sickness and disease passes over to us. I remember years ago, the Lord gave me a revelation. I was going through something. And he said, take communion every day. He says, and that my supernatural power, hallelujah, will come upon you and heal what's in your body. And I did it. But it's interesting. It was sometime after that, I heard Benny Hinn talk about the same thing, how there's supernatural power in taking that communion daily. Now, people will say, well, I don't want to take it unworthily, because the scripture does talk about taking it unworthily. Well, put it this way. The only thing that will make you unworthily if you take it and you mock Jesus Christ. If you're taking it and you're doing it as I'm just eating, I'm just drinking, but it means nothing. So you can take it and mock God. But people who take it daily, who are desperate for the healing effect, who want that deliverance, who want what Jesus went through, we want that supernatural to move in our lives, that's the power. It's the power of the faith coming out of us as we receive. Those people, you can't mock him, because you're coming with an attitude is, I want this. And then the Lord may tell you, he may talk to you, because we have to examine ourselves to see if we're still in faith. You got to do this in faith, in right standing, and also come to God and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I have sinned. But I also want your power to cleanse me of not only that sin, but also cleanse me of what's happening in my body. For some people, it may make a breakthrough of some kind. You need a breakthrough. Jesus broke through the grave, the power of the cross. When you take that bread and that wine, remember, that is part of it. It's a breakthrough from death, from sickness. All the things that Jesus did when he was on the earth are available through his blood and through the body of Jesus Christ. And we take in that bread. So this is what's important. Not only that, but it tells us in Hebrews that the blood of Jesus can cleanse our consciousness of all dead things, things that bothered us, things that have dealt with us, that prevented us from serving him. The blood of Jesus cleanses that too. So not only takes away our sins, but it takes away the consciousness of sins if we will walk in faith and believe that. So as we said before, this is a cup of blessing. That's what Paul calls it. It's not just a communion, it's a blessing that Jesus received on our behalf and that we have to receive by faith. And I think on that note, I think we should go ahead and do communion. Now, for those of you who want to follow me with the scriptures I'm going to be reading, and it's just not much here, but just so that you know, this is coming out of the Bible. This is not coming out of Paula. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start at verse 24. Now get your elements. Let me go mine here as well. You can use anything. Piece of cracker. I have a little cracker here. You got juice, you got water, whatever. Don't need much, just something, and we'll bless it. Thank you, Lord. We take these elements before you now. We bless this, Lord, and we call it our elements for the Holy Communion, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we bless and give thanks. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to read verse 24. It says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Okay, let's eat together. "And in the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So we drink. And now it's time to receive. Lord, we receive. We receive healing. We receive deliverance. We receive everything. Ooh. You live for. You came to give us, Lord. And we receive everything. Everything that you desire to give us in our lives, Lord. Our destinies in Christ. Our assignments, our provision, our supernatural provision, supernatural health and deliverance for us and our families, our households, and everything you give us to do, Lord, we receive all the benefits. All the benefits the Heavenly Father wants to bestow upon us because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive. This is the power of Holy Communion. And it's for every believer in Christ. And we do it often to remember not only his death and burial, but the power of his resurrection in Jesus' name.
Beloved, communion is more than remembering that Jesus died on the cross. The Lord reminded me of what Jesus said in John chapter 3. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus was referring to what happened in Numbers 21, when fiery serpents were sent against the children of Israel for speaking against God. Many people died. The Lord told Moses to put a serpent on a pole, and whoever is bitten by a serpent and looks at the pole shall live. When we take communion, we're looking to the cross, not just gazing at it, but with the eyes of faith, believing what Jesus did on that cross for our benefit, and looking to receive the abundant life Jesus came to give us.
Beloved, if you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. There's also still time to register for the upcoming Apostolic Prayer Force Gathering, which is meeting this next Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Apostolic Prayer Force meets the second Monday of every month. You can find out more details at our ministry website, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.